You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. As the announcer said, Bridget's here with us this week. And we're on RadioMD, where the call is to stay young. Stay well, rather. Our goal is to help you stay young. That's right. We have a passionate show on how you can take control of your genes and stay young. The lineup for this half hour, this hour, is that at the bottom of the half hour, we'll have a special guest. Arianna Huffington is going to talk about Thrive and why we need new measures for success, what she's done about it. I'm going to ask her about her own feelings as she's changed, and why it is only people who are very successful that we hear with this calling to be, to change from money and power to other things. That is, everyone who I hear call on this is in fact already gotten money and power. First part of the hour, we're going to talk about the best stories of the week. Should all adults take an aspirin? You probably know my feeling on it. That is, the data on benefits outweighs risk for just about every guy over 35, every woman over 45. I take 2 baby aspirin a day. We're going to read a little bit about what's in the literature this week about that. We'll also talk about the wine story that we talked about last week about arsenic and wine and what the symptoms are of arsenic in the body, what you'd have to watch out for if you're thinking about worry about arsenic from cheap wines that you've had or consumed, as well as in rice and applesauce and apple juice, etc. We're going to talk about arsenic. We're also going to talk about drugs that lessen Alzheimer's progression by 70%. We'll talk about that story and what else you can do. And then about the herbicide Roundup being implicated as cause, that is the substance that's in Roundup, as being a cause of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. It hasn't been, you know, this is a Monsanto problem. Again, Monsanto is in the news as something that is someone who has done GMO, done a great deal to increase agricultural productivity. Is this a side effect of that increased productivity? Have they done it carefully enough? Or is there no problem at all, and others are just saying there's a problem? The heart risks associated in Mexican Americans, even if they're not obese, they're developing metabolic syndrome without being obese, and is it just overweight that's causing it, and is that how high their genetic propensity is? Bridget has a favorite story, the lunch lady on health, what's missing? And then another story is on 13.8% of people smoke while pregnant. We're going to have to figure out how to cut that down because there is a real problem.
That's Bridget, surprising what that it's still that high.
Bridget, what do you think the symptoms are of arsenic toxicity? I don't know if you heard the story last week, but inexpensive wines have 5 times the upper limits of arsenic in water. And as well as, you know, we found it in rice, and Dr. Oz pointed out that that was 1.5 times as much the upper limits, maybe even 2.5 times in some apple juices. That's helped the apple juice industry clean up. Hasn't helped rice clean up. You've got to buy rice from other countries now. Do you know what the problem is in the cheap wines? Why they have it there?
Why they have it there?
Yeah.
No. Tell me.
Well, no, nobody knows that. So it's not likely that arsenic was used on grapes as a pesticide, and most of the grape growing areas were not used for cotton or other products where arsenic was allowed to be used. So it's totally a mystery, if you will, but it is in a number of inexpensive wines. You can go to a website which is called taintedwine.com. I don't know who sponsors that, but it is in Franzia, Ménage à Trois, Sutter Home Wine, Charles Shaw, Glenallan, Cupcake, Behringer, and Vendage, usually in their Moscato, Pinot Grigio, and Sauvignon Blanc. So the key message was, if you're going to have wine, go for the higher priced wines, as they don't have arsenic in it. It's only in the low price, so it's only in grape vineyards that have been used for other things and have now been converted to grapes. That's the common fact I can get. But the common symptoms are, over a long period of time, you hold it, and you get headaches, convulsions, severe diarrhea, and then drowsiness. When the poisoning becomes acute, symptoms can include those same things, including blood in the urine, cramping muscles, hair loss, stomach pain, and more convulsions. The lungs, skin becomes darkened in dark spots. Kidneys and liver are common. It is thought that hydraulic fracturing may mobilize arsenic in groundwater. No one knows what is going on with this. Rice grown in the United States has more in it. So what you want to do is soak your rice and throw out the first soaking water if you have it in the United States.
And isn't California rice better to buy? Or no?
No. California rice, the rice growing area in California was, in fact, as I understand it, used for growing cotton before the rice has been growing on it. So it's not better in, from what I understood, it is not better in. In fact, what I read on the rice was that it actually had a little increase arsenic in the California rice, but I may be wrong on that. That's as I remember the story. I will look it up shortly.
Okay.
Anyway, talk up to us about the lunch lady before we go to the break. So you got 3 or 4 minutes about the lunch lady.
Okay, so it's a fascinating research study that they just conducted at Harvard, and they looked at, the study was called Modifying Eating and Lifestyles at School, and the acronym was MEALS. they looked at over 2,500 students in 14 different low-income elementary schools, and they paired a chef with the meal program in addition to using choice architecture, which they used as a term to describe basically the way that they presented the foods. And they found that, and it's similar to a lot of the studies that Brian Wansink has done at Cornell with David Just, they found that the presentation of the food has a direct effect on whether students are going to pick healthy options.
And they did pick healthier options. When we come back, what I think is missing in the lunch lady, I'm going to tell you when we come back, and what is more important and what they've chosen about changing in the lunch lady. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Stay well.
How would you like to turn back the clock to a more youthful you without surgery or painful injections in the comfort of your own home? A weekly Purigenix collagen mask and daily serum application will make your face look smoother, lift sagging and loose skin, and restore the promise of youth to skin weakened by aging, sun damage, and acne scarring. This amazing product has been sold only to plastic surgeons and skincare professionals, but Purigenics is offering it to the listeners of Dr. Suzanne Wellness for Life Radio for $300 below the retail price with free overnight shipping. Simply go to drsuzanne.com/collagen to receive this special offer and turn back time to a sexy younger you. Again, that's drsuzanne.com/collagen.
My name is Jenny Allen, and I'm a mother, a writer, and a performer. I also survived uterine and ovarian cancers. I even wrote a play about that.
Maybe you are just cancer-ish, and it'll pass.
Before cancer, I took my health entirely for granted, like air. But my symptoms, pain in my abdomen, and periods that were heavier and longer than usual for me, related to menopause, I thought. But no, I had cancer. End treatment. If you have symptoms that last 2 weeks or longer, be brave. Go to the doctor. Ask questions. The odds are you don't have cancer, but find out for sure.
Ovarian and uterine cancers are gynecologic cancers. Signs and symptoms are not the same for everyone.
Now I'm feeling healthy and happy and hopeful. I am so lucky. I got sick, and then I